So he says that is the reason the caribous tell us that there was something wrong. He says, I know that, he says, there was something. So that's what the caribous are. Animals do that. Are they shamans? Or are they just telling us something? Or just an instinct? Or is it simply a smart herd of caribous that knows exactly what the human hunters do? Is it a coincidence? No. I do believe there is such thing. Because it has happened to me. So for that reason, our ancestors have experienced the same thing, and they have considered animals to have a shamanistic powers. Just like a shaman who has the scanning ability to see things around him by his mind, so they think caribous have it, moose have it, and the rest of the animals have it. They say for their survival. So that's the end of the story. I don't know for sure if these things are true, but I do think maybe there is some truth in it. But I would not say myself that animals do have some shaman power. But I think they are gifted. Sometimes there is a higher power that indicates something. Maybe it's not the caribou himself, maybe it's not human himself of his bad luck, but there is something that tells you there is something is going to go wrong for your life. For that particular year, in 1986 in February, it has shown us, me and my friend, that the problem will come in our community. Because when we hunt, when we succeed, we usually feed people who cannot hunt. And we usually have this, their blessing and also their satisfaction. But this time, it has been denied to us. And that is why the elder said, there is something wrong. So that's the end of this story. I will speak other subjects on the other side, similar things. That may show us something that the Umuskio people have experienced. Not only Umuskio people have this, the Ojibwe, our next door neighbors up to the land, do have it. The Inuit people to the northwest and the Inuit people up to the east coast of Hudson Bay knew all this. Most every tribe understand what I'm talking about. So for the time being, on the other side, we shall talk some more. Okay. Let us now talk about a bit more about the subject of shamanism. Umuskikuwak. Umuskikuwak cultural beliefs and practices contain a lot of the shaman subject. In every life, in everything they do, they have this a cultural belief in which they believe in practice. They have this, which they believe is the spiritual part of man, in which they say they develop it in a dream, wishing to dream, and after succeed of a collection of dreams, in their midlife they begin to apply them. They begin to use each dream to benefit them or to assist them in their life. As if to say, in similarity, when the child is young in Christian world, he is instructed how to live Christian life. He is given set of instructions, set of rules to follow, and he must obey them and follow them and practice them and have faith in them. This is exactly the similar situation that existed amongst the Umuskikuwak people in this territory.